Numbers chapter 5. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, and said, Command the sons of Israel that they should cast out from the camp every leper and everyone with a discharge, and everyone who has been defiled by the dead. Whether male or female, you will cast them out. To outside the camp you will cast them out, so that they do not defile their camp where I dwell in their midst. And the sons of Israel did so, and they cast them out to outside the camp. As the Lord had spoken to Moses, so the sons of Israel did. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, and said, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say, When a man or woman commits any of mankind's sins in acting treacherously against the Lord, and that person has become consciously guilty, and they confess their sin which they committed, then he shall compensate for the damages he caused to its full value, and he will add a fifth to it, and give it to him whom he has offended. And if an offended man does not have a kinsman redeemer to whom compensation for the damages can be made, the damages will be compensated to the Lord, to the priest, apart from the ram of atonement with which he atones for him. And every heave offering, as with all the holy things of the sons of Israel which they present to the priest, will be his. And the holy things of each man will be his own, but when a man gives anything to the priest, it will be the priest's. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, Anyone at all whose wife turns aside and is unfaithful to him, whereby a man lies with her in sexual intercourse, and it is hidden from the sight of her husband, and it is concealed, and she is defiled, and there is no witness against her, and she is not caught, and a spirit of jealousy comes over him, and he is jealous of his wife, while she is defiled, or if a spirit of jealousy comes over him, and he is jealous of his wife, while she is not defiled, then the man will bring his wife to the priest, and he will bring her oblation concerning herself, a tenth of an ephah of barley flour. He will not pour oil on it, and he will not put frankincense on it, for it is a meal offering for jealousy, a meal offering for remembrance, bringing iniquity to remembrance. And the priest will bring her near, and he will have her stand before the Lord. And the priest will take holy water in an earthenware container, and the priest will take some of the dust which is on the ground of the tabernacle, and he will put it in the water. And the priest will set the woman before the Lord, and he will uncover the woman's head. And he will put the remembrance offering in her hands. It is a jealousy offering. And the priest will have in his hand the bitter water which causes a curse. And the priest will adjure her, and say to the woman, If no man has lain with you, and you have not turned aside to defilement, instead of being faithful to your husband, then be innocent of this bitter water which causes a curse. But if you have turned aside, instead of being faithful to your husband, and if you have become defiled, and some man has lain with you, other than your husband, then the priest will adjure the woman with an imprecation of a curse, and the priest will say to the woman, May the Lord put you under a curse, and an imprecation among your people, when the Lord makes your thigh waste away, and your belly swell. And this water which causes a curse will go into your bowels, to swell the belly and to cause the thigh to waste away. And the woman will say, Amen, Amen. And the priest will write these curses in a book, and he will blot them out with the bitter water. And he will give the bitter water which causes a curse to the woman to drink, and the water which causes a curse will go into her and become bitter. Then the priest will take the jealousy offering from the hand of the woman, and he will wave the offering before the Lord, and he will offer it on the altar. Then the priest will take a handful of the offering, her remembrance offering, and burn it on the altar, and afterwards he will give the woman the water to drink. And he will give her the water to drink, and it will be the case that if she is defiled and has dealt unfaithfully with her husband, then the water which causes a curse will go into her, and it will become bitter, and her belly will swell, and her thigh will waste away, and the woman will become a curse among her people. But if the woman is not defiled, and she is clean, she will be pronounced innocent, and she will conceive offspring. This is the law of matters of jealousy, when a woman turns aside instead of being faithful to her husband, and she becomes defiled. Or when a spirit of jealousy comes over a man, and he is jealous of his wife, and he sets his wife before the Lord, and the priest deals with her according to all this law. And the man will be pronounced innocent of iniquity, but the woman in question will bear her iniquity.